I don't think most dentists realize, but working as a dental associate is insanely expensive. Yeah, maybe it's convenient, but I don't think you realize you are spending so much money in order to work at this associate job. As an associate, maybe you're keeping 25 to 35% of your production. Remember though, insurance companies, they pay a fixed amount per procedure. So no matter where you're working, whether it's at your own office, at an Aspen Dental, private associate dental office, the insurance company is still going to be paying you the same exact amount per procedure. The question is, do you keep that money or do you split it with someone else? When you're working for a DSO, the DSO is going to keep a big portion of that money. When you work as an associate for another dentist, that dentist is going to keep a portion of that money. And so you're doing the same work, but you're making less money because you're only keeping a percentage of what the insurance company or the patient is paying for that procedure. So yeah, as an associate, you're keeping 25 to 35% of your production. But when you are working as the owner, you can keep 40 up to 100% or more of the work that you are doing. And of course you're saying, well, Chris, don't you have to pay for the expenses, the building, the overhead of the practice? Yes, you have to pay for overhead, but guess what? When you are the owner of a practice, you're also going to have other people working at that office, whether it be hygienists, maybe even an associate dentist, they are going to be helping you to pay for that overhead. In the average office where you have two hygienists, those hygienists are going to be able to cover at least half of that office's overhead on average, sometimes more. And so you say, well, this practice has a 60% overhead. Yeah, but you are only responsible for 30% of that because the hygienists are covering 30%. So that means when you work, you're going to get to keep 70% of the work that you do. Remember, as an associate, you are keeping 25 to 35%. And now as an owner, you're keeping 70% of every single procedure that you do. I don't think a lot of associate dentists have actually done the math to realize how much they are paying to work at their associate job. So I just want to take a second to actually do the math. All right, so let's say you're producing $3,000 per day and you're keeping 30%. Guess what? That means you're keeping $900. Your take-home pay is $900 that day that you produce $3,000. But now let's say you're the owner of the practice and you're keeping 70% of the work that you do. 70% of $3,000 is $2,100. You are literally doing the same exact dentistry on the same exact patients, being paid by the same exact insurance companies. But instead of making $900 per day, and remember, that's before student loans and taxes. Your actual amount of money that you're going to get to spend is going to be a lot less than that. But instead of making $900 per day, you are making $2,100 per day. That's $1,200 per day that you are paying to Aspen, to Heartland, to Pacific, to the dentist that you're working for. $1,200 per day. Have you done anything that cost $1,200 per day ever in your life before? Maybe you've been on a flight that cost $1,200 per day. Very few people have actually spent $1,200 per day, but you are spending $1,200 every single day, 4 or 5 days a week that you are working as an associate. Working as a dental associate is so incredibly ridiculously expensive. If you work 180 days per year, that is $216,000 per year that you are paying in order to work as a dentist. You already paid to go to dental school. You took out a ridiculous amount of student loans. Why are you paying a tax on every procedure you do to someone else? Why are you paying for the owner dentist that you work for to go on another vacation or to buy a new car? I want you to remember next time you see a picture of Aspen Dental's fancy new office or your boss rolling in a new car or going on some expensive vacation, that you are the one paying for it.